Turning now to Africa, Somali and Ethiopian troops shut down Mogadishu's main market in a search for Islamist insurgents today after fighting that has killed at least 60 people and driven tens of thousands from the Somali capital. Rights groups have criticized the Ethiopian army for failing to distinguish between civilian and insurgent targets, and many Somalis are now resenting the presence of the ancient Horn of African rival on their soil. We spoke to Apostolic Administrator for Mogadishu, Bishop Giorgio Bertin, who told us more about the current situation.
The transitional federal government is, as usual, extremely weak, and so now the real resistance to this insurgency is in the hands of the Ethiopian troops. Unfortunately, the Ethiopian troops are not the best to be in the country at this moment, but I don't see an immediate possibility for them to withdraw from Somalia. I have really the impression that they have put themselves in a mobile sense, as we say, from where they find difficulty to get out. And the retaliation for what happened during the past two or three days is expected to take place. Let us say the African governments have not the problems that the Americans had some 15 years ago, when in 92 the American public was particularly hit by seeing some of their soldiers being dragged on the streets of Mogadishu.